Welcome to the Anywhere Office.
Hi, this is Phil Montero of theanywhereoffice.com, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast. This episode is part of our 13-part series, Telecommuting in the 21st Century, How to Implement or Improve Virtual Teams and Flexible Work in Your Organization. Our panel includes myself, Jeff Zabar, founder of ChiefHomeOfficer.com, who will be facilitating the discussion, and Rachel Hastings, vice president of WFCResources.com. In part two today, we identify what job types are suitable for telework or remote work. Okay, take it away, Jeff.
Let's move on then as we're looking at what jobs work for telework or remote work. A lot of working going on there. As we look, we see white-collar, information, data-focused work, remote or relocation of a valued worker, operator, or call center. That seems to be taking off very, very much so, as well as, for example, virtual workers, virtual assistants, and really anything you can outsource. Rachel, what's your thoughts along these lines? What have we missed here, and why do these jobs work as work-at-home jobs?
Sure. I think a little bit later on, we're going to talk about how you might start this and perhaps just starting with one day a week. And that's something that a lot of organizations are having folks do. So you only really need to consider what 20% of anybody's job could be done at home. So you don't need to get hung up on, well, you know, we're never going to see this person again, or what about meetings, or what about FaceTime? Just look, chunk down somebody's job into tasks that they do, and then pick the tasks that are best done in isolation, which could be something highly creative for which somebody needs privacy and quiet and some focused time. And that could be the one thing that they take away and do from home. All of us, I think anybody who's ever worked in an office has been very distracted and frustrated by people constantly coming to their office or to their cube right when you're in the middle of wanting to do something very focused. So chunk it down and look for parts of the job. And as you're doing that, it has a knock-on effect upon how the rest of the team functions, because you might find that there are tasks that are being duplicated between one or more team members, or tasks that somebody's doing that don't really play to their strengths. So you might start to swap a few, and that, you know, that's called work redesign. So that could be something that comes out of this too.
Absolutely. Phil?
I think one of the things that you hit on there, Jeff, is that point about remote or relocation of a valued worker. The cost involved with hiring and training new people is a big expense to organizations. And I think, you know, as far as what jobs, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of this can be done. And it doesn't always mean working from home. It could just be working from a remote location or distributed or remote office. And I also think, as far as seniors that are kind of getting ready to leave the workforce, you have these valuable employees, and why lose their wisdom and their experience that they bring to the table? If you can extend the workplace on a more flexible basis, I think you can retain a lot of those employees. So I think that almost anything that involves a computer or a phone or, and these days, you know, every day it changes more with the technology evolving as quickly as it does. You know, I think you're going to find more and more tasks that can be done, you know, from a distributed location.
Absolutely. And I think you can't overlook or underestimate the power of one thing that you touched on, which is really starting to take off, which are telework centers. They formerly were took the shape of an executive suite, is how we kind of knew them before. But in many locations, especially here in the States, in the D.C. metro area, we have telework centers because the federal government has been a big pusher for telework and trying to get people off the road and out of the beltway and out of the greater metro D.C. area. So in the outlying areas of Virginia and Maryland and Pennsylvania, they've built telework centers that for a fixed cost or a flexible cost, depending on need, you can have an employee work from there. So say an employee is driving 30, 40, 50, 60 miles or more one way into the city, into the capital. This location may be 20 miles closer to home, 30 miles closer to home or more, and they can go in and work there on their telework day or remote work day. So you're getting that body, that car out of the Beltway or wherever they work, and it doesn't have to be DC, it can be any metro area. So you think about some of the models that we have, and it doesn't, as you said, have to be working from home. It can be working from a different location. It can be working from a corporate office that's closer to them. It could be working from a remote work center. And you just, you know what, with any of this, you got to think without the blinders. You really think, I hate outside the box, outside the lines, but you really think creatively on how to best make this happen. Any other thoughts before we move on? Okay, then. Let's move on.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Anywhere Office Podcast. For more information and other tips on working from anywhere, visit us at theanywhereoffice.com. Join us next week for part 3 of our series on telecommuting in the 21st century, where we'll discuss what to look for in a telework candidate.